In this week's parsha, in the fourth perek, I think we're around the third aliyah, there's a difficult pasuk which the Chasam Sofer uses as the basis of the debate between heliocentrism and geocentrism. So let's read the pasuk and understand what's happening here. So says the Chasam, says the Torah, when the Torah is reminding the people about the dangers of Avodah Zarah, it says, "Upentisa hash perhaps lest you will look, raise your heads or look up to the sky, raise your eyes to the sky. Hashemesh, you'll see the sun, the moon, the stars, Kolzva, all the legions in the heavens. V'nidachta, you'll bow down to them. Va'avadatam, and you'll serve them. That's a problem. Says the pasuk, "Asher chalak Hashem Elokecha osam l'chol ha'amim tachas kol ha'shamayim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu set aside or allotted those things, the sun, the moon, and the stars, l'chol ha'amim, to all the other nations under the heavens, but not to you. As the next pasuk continues, "Ve'eschem l'kach Hashem." HaKadosh Baruch Hu took you, "Vayotzi eschem mikur ha'barzel mimitzrayim li'os lo la'am nachla kayem hazeh." You are different. You were taken by Kadosh Baruch Hu. The heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, that type of worship, those are for the other nations. And the obvious question is, well, what do you mean? Avodah Zarah isn't permitted for anyone. Part of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nai Noach. How could the Torah say, "Asher chalak Hashem Elokecha l'chol ha'amim"? That's for them. So Rashi says, well, Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that it's possible for them to fall into that trap of Avodah Zarah, but not for you. That's based on a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Or Rashi has another explanation. Asher chalak Hashem Elokecha osam l'chol ha'amim is just, it's something used for light. But what exactly does it mean? How does it make sense in terms of understanding the psukim? So says the Chasam Sofer, perhaps this is a proof for geocentricism against Copernicus. Says the Chasam Sofer that the Copernicus maintains that the earth revolves around the sun, that the sun is in the middle. And the problem with that idea, says the Chasam Sofer, is that if the earth is always moving, then when you shoot an arrow, how could it land in this place, in the exact spot where you shot it? The earth is moving. So it must be that not only does the earth move, but the atmosphere moves with it as well. That's perhaps the only way it works. But this whole pshat, says the Chasam Sofer, only works according to those who are believe that the earth is not the center of the universe. It's only those who are like the Ummah HaOlam, who believe in this flawed Copernican theory of heliocentrism, because we believe that the earth is the center of the world and everything comes around. Everything rotates around the world and now the earth. And that perhaps is the understanding of the pasuk. Asher chalak Hashem osam l'chol ha'amim. When you raise your eyes up to the heavens, to the sky, and you see the sun and the moon and the stars, that's not for Bnei Yisrael. Because Bnei Yisrael, their focus, the emphasis is in this world, is the Olam HaTachton. Because the Ikar Bria, the purpose of creation, is for this world. And everything around it is ancillary. It's secondary. It's butl to this world. But for the Ummah HaOlam, their focus is on heliocentrism. Their focus is on the Yareach, the Shemesh, then the Kochavim. Those are the Ikar. And that now perhaps is a better understanding of the pasuk. Of course, the challenge with the Chasam Sofer's interpretation is the fact that pretty much by the end of his life, it was universally, the Copernican Galilean theory was universally accepted. Does that mean he didn't believe in the Copernican theory? Not so clear. I saw in the Svarim blog, he has an article about this idea, and he mentions that the Chasam Sofer wrote a little sefer called Kuntres al Kiddush HaChama, and in that Kuntres, he does mention the possibility, the strong possibility, that Copernicus was correct. So how that fits with his Perush on the Chumash, a little unclear, but nevertheless, at least the explanation of the pasuk makes sense if you take the anti-Copernican theory, you take geocentrism as the correct approach. But as we know, that is no longer scientifically proven. What we believe in is heliocentrism and the fact that the Copernicus is correct. So now we're really stuck then as to a proper way to understand the pshat in the pasuk. Have a great day.